So you're from the Socialist Workers' Party.
Yeah.
And what are you doing here today?
I'm here today to support public sector workers who are striking to defend not only their pensions, but basically our futures, because the Tories have declared an ideological war on us as working class people. They're trying to make us pay for a banking crisis, while billions... trillions have gone into the banking sector in bailouts, billions are being lost in lost revenue by tax avoidance by the rich. They've decided to make working class people pay by tearing up terms and conditions of council workers in this city, pensions for teachers, lecturers, public sector workers. They're privatising Royal Mail now, and that attack has to stop. And March the 26th, which is the TUC, March of the Alternative, was the beginning. Today is the next step, and we think we've got to push on to go for a general strike, a mass strike wave that can drive these Tories out, like the people of Egypt have done with Mubarak.
So you would liken David Cameron to Mubarak, would you?
Well, I think he is a dictator, because he never said any of the things that he's now doing, because I believe very strongly most people... If he'd have said all these things, a lot of kind of soft Tories might not have voted for him. But let's be honest, nobody won the election. He jumped into bed with the lying yellow Tories, the Liberal Democrats, and now he's driving through against the wishes of the majority of the people in this country, and austerity measures, an attack on, you know, our public sector, and it is our public sector. We pay for it all the while. He doesn't ask us if he want to, you know, tax cuts for the rich. He doesn't care about giving those, but when it comes to funding our public services, he's nowhere to be seen. And I think we have to say, you know, enough is enough. And therefore, I do say he's a dictator. I do think that actually the biggest problem we've got is that the people who really run this country, which is the industrial capitalists who Cameron supports, basically have decided, you know, we're going to make more money. The richest 1,000 people last year tripled their wealth by an extra £60 billion. People like Philip Green don't even pay his taxes in this country because he keeps in his wife's name in Monaco. These are the people that really control government, and yet they're the people that are now telling me, you, Birmingham people, that, you know, our public services are up for sale and it's a race to the bottom.